Good morning, Rikhtim and Chayadam. We're talking about the status of people nowadays. Do they have a din of a tinuk shenishba? So we explain the concept of a tinuk shenishba, the actual case in the language of tinuk shenishba, which is actually a child which actually was held captive and removed from the world of Yiddishkeit from a young age. So he was never familiarized with the world of Yiddishkeit. So we deal with him as a shogeg, not a mazid, even though he's doing these actions intentionally, he doesn't know any better. The argument to be to apply that to people nowadays is these people nowadays, even though some of them may be aware there's such a thing as Orthodox Jews, but they believe that there are various different valid streams of Judaism, and they are Reform or conservative, or they're unaffiliated, and they don't know any better that they have any responsibility to join the firm world, and therefore, because that's what they've been exposed to, they don't know any better. So it's the same thing as the child who's been captured amongst the goyim who doesn't know any better. The Rambam introduces such an idea when he talks about the karoyim. The karoyim were people lived at the time of the Rambam, fairly similar to the tzedukim and baisusim at the time of the Gemara. They were not a direct connection back to them. The people who lived at the time of the Rambam, a little bit earlier, who decided that they have a right to interpret the Torah Shebikzav according to their own understanding, and they denied the Torah Shebalpeh. So such a person has a din of an apikoros because he's denying Torah Shebalpeh with the Masar which comes with that. But the Rambam says that only applies really to the first generation of the Karoyim, who made this decision to leave the world of Torah Judaism to create this other religion. But the children, their children, who were brought up believing that this is a valid option, do not have a din of an apikoros. And because they don't know any better. So even though they see Torah Jews, but they were brought up to believe that there's two valid ways of looking at it. Or at least their way is as valid or more valid than the approach of the Torah Jews, and therefore they have no responsibility to look into any further. So the fact that they're not looking into any further is not because they don't care, because they're mezidim, but they are considered anusim for their position. In the opinion of the Rambam, there's a machlokes in the Achronim, or the early Achronim, which discussed the Rambam. Late Rishonim, like the Ritvaz, the Mabit, etc. The late Rishon, the Ritvaz is a late Rishon, the Mabit is an early Akron. Would it be in a situation where we've discussed with them and we've talked with them and we've tried to move them, etc., and they still do not move their position? So that might be a different status. And the Rambam might agree that that's already, he has a din of a mumer, because he has made a decision to not keep Torah. There's a Ramban, which is quoted in the Book of Yosef in Bava Metzi in the fifth parak, where the Ramban says that we can take the concept of the Gemara of Tinuk Shenishba and apply it to a person who was never exposed to Torah Judaism. So he lives amongst a community of Karoyim. He's never been exposed to another option. He doesn't see other people. He doesn't have who to go to as a source to know better. So he has a din of a tinuk shenishba. He's an onus or a shogeg, and he's not going to be held as a mumer. However, if he lives in a community where there are Torah Jews and there's an option of finding out more, and he chooses not to, even though he doesn't understand his responsibility because he's thought that what he's doing is acceptable, but even so, the Ramban holds that the appellation of tinuk shenishba does not apply to them. So it seems to be machlokes rishonim, what the status of people who have an opportunity to learn about the Torah because they see others, they know there's a different way of doing it, and they don't look into it. Rav Moshe raises this point in a tshuva, in Evan Ezer, that if people live in a world where they know there are other, that they have exposure to Torah Jews, for example, say the New York area, what he was talking about. And they see there's another way of doing it, and they choose not to look into it, not to talk about it, not to try mimavar. We cannot give them a din of tinuk shenishba. So the Chazon Ish comes along and says that, but to give them a status of a mumer, that it's only if they made this decision truly knowingly, which means that you've given them to Chochot, you've spoken to them, and you haven't moved them. But who can say that I'm effective in giving to Chochot? So it's only when a person has been, as it were, warned, and says, warning in the sense of a clear understanding of why what he's doing is wrong, and still chooses not to do that, that's considered that you've given them the status of a mummer. So the Chazanish is make on this point, according to the Chazanish. The people nowadays definitely have a din of tinech shenishba. According to Mersha, it does not seem that he holds like that. The Pesach which I speak to, Rabbi Baruch Hirschfeld in Cleveland, feels it's a machlokes b'sharnim between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban's case was that the Karoyim know their Torah Jews. They haven't really discussed it with them. They haven't been proven. But since they have the opportunity and they choose not to look into it, according to Ramban, it's a machlokes b'sharnim which has not been mukhra one way or the other. And therefore you have to be machmer to give them a din of a Jew in regards to our responsibilities to them, the chiyuv stalka, etc. But in regards to some of the Yisurim Derabanan of Misiyeh, etc., there is room to be more mako. And we will clarify this more, Bezeh Hashem, in the next year. Have a good day.